What is up, everybody? My name is Alex Carlson. Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, I'm introducing a bit of a new show format. Obviously, every show is a little bit new right now in the life of the AI Marketing Navigator podcast. But I'm introducing a format that I'm calling GPT Highlights, where I highlight a custom-built GPT from the OpenAI Chat GPT store. If you're not familiar, I'll just share my screen here quickly, show you what that looks like. It's basically just OpenAI's interface here for the custom GPTs that people can build using the technology. And they got some featured GPTs and some popular ones, different categories that you can search and look for. Today, I'm going to highlight one called Write For Me. It is a GPT created by Puzzle Today, they're called. And they have a lot of interesting looking GPTs here that I think I will most likely cover in some future episodes for the ones that are relevant to marketing anyway. The one here that is their first on the list, and obviously probably because it ranks in the GPT store, Write For Me. They have one called War Room, a virtual room of experts collaborate to resolve your query. This one's really interesting to me. I'm actually I just recently read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And maybe some of you who have found your way to this podcast have also read that or you're familiar with it. He has like a theory or a practice in there of creating kind of a mental council, if you will, of people that you look up to and kind of a mental war room. And so I think this is would be a really interesting application of that. There's some also some pretty funny looking or silly looking GPTs, which you'll find on the store. They range from things like the Riz game, where you try and get her number, or Negative Nancy, where you can get negative feedback on anything, things like that. Or Design a Cake. You can design a cake for birthdays and parties and other events. But maybe more in a marketing vein, we have, again, things like Write For Me, Breakdown, where you can outline any topic, takes a topic and breaks it down into subtopics, which would be super useful. Peer review analyzer, or something like this, like Explain Like I'm Five, which takes complex ideas and makes them simple and fun, which is actually not a bad idea for writing for your users or for the search engines always. It's a good place to start anyway, maybe. Thumbnail creator would be extremely useful, things like that. So anyway, I was testing out, or I wanted to highlight Write For Me, and I asked it to write kind of a 500-word short story about a person's day-to-day life, a customer, a potential customer, and this kind of in the idea of creating a use case for a product or service, a product X, if you will, that I sell as a business, or that this imaginary business sells, and I asked the GPT to highlight the areas in this prospective customer's day where they could incorporate the use of product X or how it has made life easier for them. And it basically takes out a day-to-day, or it breaks down a day-to-day schedule in which product X is an organizational tool, is the direction it took. So, and obviously I didn't give it a real direction with what product X was, but now you can tailor the GPT or kind of go back and forth, or I would anyway, to tailor it to the services that I offer and how they could make a difference in someone's, not necessarily their day-to-day life so much, but their day-to-day business life or their business tasks, very similar to this. And this is kind of a ground or a foundation that I could use. I've fallen into the trap of not recording the right window again. So it's already the second time I've started recording due to that. So I want to make sure I share the correct screen here. Just to give you an idea of what the output, the public output of that chat was. Sorry about that, everyone who's watching online anyway, or who's watching. And for those who are just listening, sorry for the little delay there. So like I said, this can be used as a foundation for your product or service, or for what you're trying to illustrate to your ideal customer profile, or your personas that you're trying to target. And I think it can be really incredibly useful. So anyway, I think that's about a pretty good place to end. We highlighted Write For Me on a custom chat GPT by Puzzle Today. and you can find it on the ChatGPT store. I will link to the GPT store, to Puzzle Today, to the output of the transcript from the chat that I use as an example. And if you found the show at all useful, or you enjoy the show in any way, please do me a favor and subscribe or follow on Spotify or by utilizing the RSS feed. Thank you for bearing with me for those of you who listen on other platforms. I've been working on getting the episode submitted and up on those platforms, and they should be up there shortly. Thank you for bearing with me. And a review on top of a follow or a subscription or a subscribe would be even more appreciated, greatly appreciated. It would really help the show, the biggest thing that could help the show. So anyway, until next time, thanks so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.